Hello, world. Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. This is your host, Gary Adkins. What a joy and privilege it is to have you tuning in with us today. We are going by radio and podcast throughout the world, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached and declared, and people are being born again, set free, healed, and delivered by the power of God. And we here at the Voice of Power broadcast are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. I love what Jesus said when he stood in the synagogue and he read from the scriptures of Isaiah 61. And he said, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears today, that the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set the captive free, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And it can be fulfilled in your ears and in your heart today. The word of God, whatever you need. The anointing of God is there to break every yoke, to set you free, to bring deliverance and freedom to your life through the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where we look today, to that old rugged, wooden, biting, violent beam, the cross of Jesus Christ. That's right. That's where every answer to every problem, every situation is found. It's in the cross. And we're not ashamed of that gospel today. We're going to go to God in prayer. I have a word on my heart for you today. It is that you are not your past. Now, I want you to get that. You are not your past. And I don't care if your past was yesterday. I don't care if it's right now. You can accept Jesus Christ by faith at this very moment. And your past, what happened 1 hour ago, is in the past. And it's forgotten. The Lord said that he would forget our iniquities and our sins, cast them into the depths of the sea to remember them no more. And he can wash you clean, white as the driven snow today. Hallelujah. Let us go to God in prayer. If you're believing God for a miracle, don't give up. Continue to believe. Believe him for big things, for impossible things, because with him it is possible. Hallelujah. With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And I believe God is going to bring you a miracle, a breakthrough, and a word from his precious promise of the word of God today. You believe that? Let's go to God in prayer together. Father, we are so joyful to be in your presence, to open up the word of God. And we ask you to consider it an act of worship as we open up the scriptures and we declare the goodness of God and the liberty of your gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We know that all good things come down from you, the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow nor variableness of turning. But you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God of all creation, and you change not. And we stand upon your unchanging word today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 declare these words. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I want you to get that in your spirit. I want you to get that deep down in your heart today. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. New man, new woman in Christ. Old things pass away, and everything in your future becomes new. At that moment in time, when you accept Christ by faith and you look to the cross of salvation in Jesus Christ, when you do that, you become a new creation in Christ, and he regenerates your heart, and old things are passed away. That means at that moment in time, you have more to reach for than you have to look back to. Did you hear what I said? You have more to reach for than you have to look back and see in the rearview mirror. My friend, the past is gone. Yesterday is over. You say, well, you don't know what I've been through. Well, I know what Christ went through. And he went through all of that so that you could be set free from your past. That's right. Titus 3:5, I like the words of the Apostle Paul when it says that we are born again, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. in that verse in Titus 3:5 when it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us. That word saved there in the Greek is sozo, which means to be healed, to be delivered, to be rescued by Almighty God. He wants to rescue you today. Rescue me from what? Whatever's bound you, whatever has you locked in its chains and in the grip of oppression, whatever it is. God wants to set you free and save you. If you have a sickness in your body, he's the healer. Hallelujah. Salvation has come to your house. If you need a miracle in your finances, well, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. Heaven's economy is not bankrupt. He will pour out a blessing upon your life so big you cannot even contain it, but it takes faith and obedience to his word. That's right. If you need a miracle in your family, maybe you have lost loved ones, children, mother, father, spouse. I want to tell you that the Word of God says not only you shall be saved, but your whole family shall come to salvation and know this wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. And today is the day. Why don't you just take that Bible and stand upon it and say, Lord, I stand upon your Word that my whole household shall be saved. Hallelujah. Just pray over your kids right now. I don't care if they're 2 or 22 or 52. You pray that God brings them into the kingdom of God and then just begin to thank him for doing it. Because that's his word to you today. That he is the God of today. He is an eternal now. I like that. Old Roberts used to say that all the time. That God is an eternal now. Yesterday he was eternity. Today he's eternity. Tomorrow he will be eternity future. He is an eternal now. By him all things consist. Hallelujah. And he was before all things, and by his mighty power, he spoke this world into existence. And he reached into the clay of earth's freshly formed shore and created man out of the dust of the ground. And the Bible says that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man was filled with the breath of God. Today, he wants to fill you with his breath today, the Spirit, the Ruach, the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He just wants to invade your heart, but you have to be willing to invite him in today. Because you are not your past. He wants to regenerate your heart. Make you a new creation. Make you a new creature. A new person in Jesus Christ. That's what he desires for you today. I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 2 and 3. Very powerful verses of scripture here that are oftentimes overlooked. But I believe this is for somebody today. Oh, what a powerful contrast we have here in God's Word. The Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, verses 2, he says, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband. I want you to hear that. He says, I have joined you to one husband. I have wooed you, is what it means in the Greek. He has wooed us to Christ. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, if you have your Bible, go ahead and underline that. Highlight it. And commit it to memory. Verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. That I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Oh, how powerful that is. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come to Jesus Christ and you lay down your life by faith, and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the atonement for your sin and for the sin of the whole world. When you do that by faith and you confess him as Lord and Master, he reaches into the deepest, darkest valley and pulls you out and sets your feet upon a rock and puts a new song in your heart. And he makes you a chaste virgin, according to the words of the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit of God. And that word chaste virgin means that he makes you innocent before God. Hallelujah. When a person here, when a human loses their virginity, male or female, you don't get it back. But when you come to Jesus Christ, that's exactly what he does for you in the Spirit. He makes you a chaste virgin. He makes you innocent as if it never happened before. And he can heal you of every scar, every abnormality, any malfunction, any mental illness, any kind of physical ailment that ailed you from your sins of the past. And he can make you a chaste virgin and make you whole again. Hallelujah. Erasing the past. Oh, thank God for that. He can erase and restore in all in one moment in time. in your life today. I love in Mark chapter 5 when Jesus is pressing through the crowd and he's going to Jairus' daughter to raise her from the dead and to heal her body. Jairus is leading him to the house and he's pressing through the crowd and they're pushing and shoving trying to get to the Savior. And the Bible says that a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years pressed her way through the crowd because she knew that her only hope lied in the fact that she could reach him by faith. Some of you today, your only hope is reaching Christ. Just reaching out and touching Christ today is your only hope. But can I tell you that you don't have an impossible hope? You don't have a hope so hope. You have a hope that is a no so hope, a hope beyond all impossibility, and Christ can change your life right where you are. I want you to hear this, preacher. I want you to hear me wherever you are on this people planet. It doesn't matter how low you are right now, this very moment in time, God is calling out to you. He is calling you by your name, telling you that today is the day of salvation. Just reach to him. As this woman with the issue of blood reached out and touched the hem of his garment, she said, "But if I could just touch him, I shall be made whole." And through faith, she reached out and grabbed the Savior by the garment. And Christ, feeling the virtue go out of his body, said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "Master, we're in this big crowd. It's impossible to know who touched you." And he said, "Somebody pulled virtue out of my body." And he cast his eyes upon this woman with the issue of blood. And he says, "Thy faith hath made thee whole today." Oh, hallelujah. What doctors could not do, what medicine could not do, what man could not do for this woman who had this issue of blood for 12 years, and many theologians believe that it was a sexually transmitted disease or something to do with that in that arena, whether it was or it wasn't. It may have been something she brought upon herself from her past life, but God, hallelujah, made her a chaste virgin that day and restored her life. 12 years. What I want you to get about the passage in Mark chapter 5 there, without turning, I'm just going to walk you through it. When he gets to Jairus' house, they say it's too late, the daughter is dead. And of course, with Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too late. And the Bible says that he went into that room and lifted her off the sickbed. And the life of God came into her body. And you know what the Bible says in Mark chapter 5? That she was 12 years old. So what's the significance there? Well, in one moment in time, the Lord erased 12 years with the woman with the issue of blood. And with Jairus' daughter, he restored 12 years. My Lord, I feel that. I feel his presence even now. He erased 12 years and restored 12 years all in the same moment. And that's what he wants to do in your life. You may have wasted most of your life with drugs and alcohol, sexual perversion, a party lifestyle, a hellacious lifestyle, a riotous lifestyle, a greedy lifestyle. But today, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is calling out to you. And he's telling you that he can, as the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. He said, "I want to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." And that's what he wants to do for you today. He wants to erase the past. He wants to erase the riotous lifestyle. He wants to erase the bad decisions. He wants to make you a new creation. And the only way that can happen, my friend, is by accepting the Son of God as the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Jesus Christ, he said, if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's faithful. Doesn't matter what you've done. I know some of you are thinking right now, if you only knew. Well, he knows. He knows exactly what you've done. And he knows what you're planning on doing. But the Holy Spirit is intercepting your life today through these radio waves, through this podcast that you just happened to stumble upon. No, sir. No, ma'am. God has divinely orchestrated you to be hearing his gospel truth today. And I beckon you. I urge you to come to the cross and accept this man called Christ, the one who died on your behalf and took your sin and your judgment for sin upon his own body and became the sin sacrifice for your life. And 3 days later, he kicked out the bottom of that tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and he resurrected to new life. And today he sits at the right hand of God, and guess what he's doing? He's praying for you. Hallelujah. Accept him today. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul goes on to say, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." This is a simple gospel. Yet some of the most intelligent people in all the world cannot accept it. They can't accept the fact that God would become a man and die upon a Roman cross for the sins of all humanity. It makes no sense to their natural mind. They can't intellectually comprehend it. And the Bible says that the natural mind can't comprehend it. You have to, by faith, simple faith, the faith that he gives you to believe the gospel, accept him today. Accept him today. Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is chained to a Roman soldier. And in the book of Philippians, he's in jail speaking the words of life. In fact, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always," Philippians 4:4. "And again I say, rejoice." From a Roman jail cell. But I want to read to you the verses in chapters in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. I want you to hear this today. And he says, "Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ." I want to read that to you from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And that's exactly what it does to the verse. It amplifies it. Verse 12, "Not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of and to grasp and to make my own that for which Christ Jesus the Messiah has laid hold of me and made me his own." Did you hear that? He wants to make you his own today. There with him. He wants you to experience the victory that he's already won, you see. And he wants to bring that freedom to your life. Set you free, that you may be free indeed today. Verse 13, "I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration," Paul says, "forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead." I told you before, you are not your past. Doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter if your past has caught up with you and it's haunting you to this day. That's not who you are in Christ. He's made you a new creature when you accept him by faith. And everything becomes new. Reach out to what lies ahead. He says, "I don't look at the things which are in my past, but I look toward the goal," in verse 14. He says, "I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Jesus Christ is calling us upward." Ladies and gentlemen, set your affections today on things above, not on things on this earth. Listen, so many preachers are so constant in preaching the things of this earth. More money, nicer cars, bigger homes, better jobs, better parking spot, better pension. Quit listening to that garbage, because it's the cross and the cross alone that will bring freedom and victory to your life today. And you need to say, as the Apostle Paul said here in Philippians 3, he doesn't look at the things behind him. He counts not himself to be perfect. He hasn't made it yet. He still makes mistakes. But he's looking forward to what lies ahead. He's pressing toward the mark, toward the prize, or the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He's pressing forward. That's what you need to do today. I have a word of God from God for you. Press on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Your circumstances may be rough. This country is facing rough circumstances today, but as a nation under God, we will not quit. And we will not give up. We will not give in. But we will stand firm in the faith believing that Christ can make us a chaste virgin. He can make us innocent and justify us before God, and we will have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to lead you in prayer. Listen, wherever you are right now, hearing this gospel preacher, I want you to just open up your heart. That's right. If the Spirit of God is speaking to you, if tears are welling up in your eyes, if your heart is about to beat out of your chest, that's the Spirit of God calling you to the cross, calling you to the foot of that old rugged cross, to Calvary's place of freedom. Place your faith in Him today. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? Anywhere you are in the world today, accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. He's the only answer, and He's the only way. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I come to You in confession, and I confess I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. And I look to You now by faith, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that You, O God, raised Him from the dead. And I ask You to cleanse me of all iniquity. Forgive me of all of my sins. And I want to be free. And by faith today, I receive Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer right there, you are born again, set free from the bondage of sin. Some of you can feel it right now. You can feel the freedom in Christ. That's the Spirit of God in your life. And He's going to lead you from here on out. The Spirit of God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you, but He'll be with you wherever you go on this people planet. You can always remember that Christ Jesus the Lord is with you. Amen. That's all we have for today. I want to thank you once again for tuning in. If you would like to write to this ministry, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me a letter, send it to P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010. Or if you would like to contact me by email, you can go to the voiceofpower.org website, and you will see a link there for an email, and it will come directly to me, and we can correspond that way. We want to thank all of those who have supported this ministry financially. You've been such a blessing to us. And we would like for you to consider to give on a continual basis to help us take this gospel around the world and to upgrade our systems and to realize, hear me now, realize that you are laying up spiritual fruit in the kingdom of heaven. That's what you're doing. And you will receive a spiritual harvest based on your giving. I believe that. And we would love for you to give to this ministry. It's safe and secure. You can give online. You can go to voiceofpower.org, click on the link that says give, and it will walk you through it. You can give by text, and it will walk you through those steps, and it would be greatly appreciated. You can also send checks to P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010, and make your checks payable to Voice of Power Ministries. Such a joy to have you. We thank God for you, and I believe God is doing something wonderful in your life. So tune in next time, and until next time, remember, the just shall simply live by faith. God bless you.